This is Music Time in Africa. Hello, everyone. I'm Heather Maxwell, broadcasting from the Voice of America in Washington. It's great to have you here. I can't wait to get started. Here's what's on the show today. My playlist for the first 30 minutes includes current Mbala, Afrobeats, Afropop, jazz, and other styles from Senegal, Cameroon, Burkina Faso, Nigeria, Ethiopia, and Ghana. After that, we kick off the second half of the hour with my Drop the Needle music listening quiz, this time with Victoria Remy Nkong, who's in Lagos, Nigeria. And then VOA's Lady DJ brings her 90-second word on the tweets about the very latest in American pop music and entertainment news. And finally, the whole rest of the show is a super fun conversation with two music-savvy fellas here in the Africa Division at Voice of America, Jackson Mvunganyi and Skylar Van Tassel. We talk about the incredible record-breaking and history-making feats of Afrobeat musicians, namely Burna Boy, Davido, and Rema, what they've done this year. And also we talk about American music icon Kendrick Lamar's upcoming trip in December to Kigali, Rwanda. And why is Kigali suddenly a main actor as a global music hub in Africa? All right, so that's the show. You sit back now and relax and enjoy. Starting out in Senegal, this is Vivian Shidit with her 2021 single called Sweet Game. It features Bass Chung. She won Best Female at the Trace Awards this year. Congratulations. The song here is in Wolof, but she sings and she quotes from the 19th century French poet and writer Gerard de Nerval. A woman is love, glory, and hope. To children she guides, to men she consoles. She stirs the heart and calms suffering, like a spirit from heaven exiled on earth. Yeah, all right. Hello, everybody. This is Heather Maxwell. That was Vivian Shittit with her song Sweet Game. All right, moving to Cameroon. This next song is by Kosi, and it is a massive hit. It's called Deux Oeufs Spaghetti. Now, you know what? Instead of me explaining to you what it means, I'm going to play a little clip from a YouTube cooking channel that features Cameroon cuisine, and it's by a lady named Kang, so it's called Kang's Kitchen. She talks about deux œufs spaghetti and links it to this song that you're going to love.
Hello and welcome to Kang's Kitchen. I am your chef, Sylvia Darcy, and it's always a pleasure to cook along with you. Today's recipe, we're going to be making spaghetti omelette. It is inspired by Cameroonian music artist Kosi in his newly released Genesis album, where the first track is called Deux Oeufs Spaghetti. Now, that is in French. In English, it means two egg spaghetti. Spaghetti omelette is a common street food in Cameroon that you can get at any major city. So, without taking much of your time, let's get cooking.
And I no go die to before my time. Yeah, they shall give me my more.
And that was Kosi from Cameroon with his song Deux Oeufs Spaghetti. That song premiered on February 10th, and it already has about 12 million views. It's a major dance song. And actually, Kosi, speaking of Trace Awards, which we will get into later in the show, he was also a nominee at that awards and performed this song to a very excited, enthusiastic crowd.
Yeah, music time in Africa with the most beautiful Heather Maxwell. Maxwell. She's very well.
All right. Hi, guys. Now we're going to Burkina Faso with Alif Naba featuring rapper Kaya Woto. The song sings about peace. Let's all look at each other as equals. Yes, that was Alif Naba featuring Kaya Woto from Burkina Faso. Hey, everyone. How are you all doing? I hope you're enjoying the show so far. Listen, I've got two back-to-back songs right now, and then more music after that before we start the second half of the show. These next two songs are Asake from, of course, Nigeria with Lonely at the Top, and then Veronica Adan from Ethiopia with her 2021 single, Tefet Alen.
About me in particular,
call me.
Out here on the road chasing my dream because I know
one chasing for me.
Oh la la la, the mango my love.
Oh
my God, the edition my love. If you want to let Jack on my loan, if you find anybody in the money, I want
me.
But the year with the people they love. Want to get a shack, a little
love.
And you're listening to Music Time in Africa.
አንተና አስወድዶ ሌላ የሚያስጠላ
በሜሪ አርምዴ ባስናገች ክራር ጠብቅሃለው ከትዝታ ጋር
አድራ
This is Heather Maxwell. You're listening to Music Time in Africa. You just heard Tefet Khalen by Veronica Adan from Ethiopia. Now, I've got two more songs, both from Ghana. This is just a coincidence. And then we're going to get to the second half of the show where we have Drop the Needle, we have Word on the Tweets, and then a great conversation with two of my colleagues here about Afrobeats, Burna Boy, Davido, Rema, and then what is going on with Kigali? And why is it suddenly the center of attraction for African music and the music industry? K Kendrick Lamar is going to be there next week. Anyway, here is Algote Ojo and his Sounds of Joy with a song called La Caba. This comes off his album Oyine from 2023. Ghana. That was Algote Ojo and his Sounds of Joy from Ghana. I've got more Ghanaian jazz right after this.
Tell your friends about VOA Africa. Music, sports, and news.
This is African jazz, the mother of all music. All music.
Jed Dublé Ambole from Ghana with his rendition of Miles Davis's All Blues. That is Jed Dublé Ambole and his High Life Jazz. All right, hey everybody, guess what? It is time for the second half of the show, and we begin with Drop the Needle with Victoria Remy. Let's go. Victoria Remy Nkong, are you ready to play Drop the Needle?
Yes, I'm ready. Always ready.
All right, here we go. We all be seen as my body, nobody holy bad. And my happiness comes first. I never come left to stress. I be like Terminator. I did deliver. I pass it, doctor. All right.
That's Terminator by King Promise from Ghana.
Excellent, excellent, excellent. All right, here is number two. Now that one was easy, wasn't it?
I feel good. Mm-hmm. I'm not sure of which of the versions this is.
Really? She's from your country.
Yeah, Tenny. I know. Yeah, it's Tenny.
It's Tenny, yeah. The title is called Lanke, though. I don't know what that means. Do you know what Lanke means?
Exactly. Lanke. Lanke, Yoruba. It's a slang. Yeah.
What does it mean in English? I feel good?
It's a slang for... would I say vibe?
Oh.
Like when it's smooth, it's cool, when the vibe is right.
Lanke.
Yeah.
All right. I like that. All right, here's number three.
I'm holding my breath.
Well,
yeah, this is a Mandeng sound, but I'm not sure from whom.
Well, it's kind of Mandeng, but not so much. It's more Tuareg.
All right.
Desert. It's Bambino.
Bambino.
Yeah. Have you?
Yeah, I didn't get this one.
Yeah, it's Bambino, a song off of his new album. It's called Ayo Nigla. But anyway, you did a great job. You did a great job. 2 out of 3 is really quite good. So I think you studied.
Yay, thank you. I would have preferred 3 out of 3, though.
Well, hey, that's all right. So tell us a little bit about yourself. I think I mentioned earlier to everyone that I met you a few weeks ago when we were in Dar es Salaam for the Access Conference. Tell everyone listening who you are and, you know, what were you doing at the conference?
Cool. My name is Victoria Remy Nkong. You already got that. I am Nigerian. Very Pan-Africanist, and what I do is I sell Africa to young Africans and to the rest of the world using music and film. event and TV production, talent management, and public relations. And I have been doing this for close to 2 decades now across the continent and even in the West. Worked with quite a number of artists from a management role and now as a consultant for talent development for different artists. We've produced quite a number of the big gigs on the continent. I'm currently the associate producer for Afrima Awards. I used to produce the Kora Awards back in the day, you know, and then I moved to Afrima. I've done the Headies. I've done the Beatvest Chairmanship Awards in South Africa. So it's almost as if award shows are my specialty, but of course I produce other events, concerts, and corporates as well. Mm-hmm. Currently, we just launched a new initiative called Bridge Afrique. And Bridge Afrique is an initiative basically that seeks to bridge the gap between creatives on the continent and the rest of the world. So what we're doing is facilitating collaborations between talent, co-touring, tailored PR and showcase projects for different artists. Basically, we don't want to have African artists being treated as Nigerian or Ghanaian or Tanzanian anymore. We want it to be like one Africa, bridge the gap between the Francophone and the Anglophone music industry, and then make easier professional access for African creatives to funding and investments across the globe and vice versa. So
that's
all that Bridge Afrique is doing.
Okay, wow, that sounds great. So if people wanted to find out more about what you do or get in touch with you for some reason, where can they go?
So if you just go to my website, Victoria Ng Kong, the links to all my social media handles are on there, and then all the information you need about me, and you can actually chat with me directly. So it's Victoria Ng Kong. That's the name of the website.
Okay.
Or, you know, you can reach me on Victoria Ng Kong on Facebook as well,
okay,
or on Instagram at AfriChic.
All right, Victoria, thank you. It was a pleasure having you on. You did a great job on Drop the Needle. And you sent me some songs that you really like. I've already played a couple, but I want to say goodbye to you and segue into some more music with another one of your songs. And this one is Despacito, featuring I Chose.
Despacito.
Yeah. Now, why? This is by Luis Fonsi, a Puerto Rican American, and I selected the version that has Justin Bieber on it. But why do you love this song so much?
Ooh.
I mean, millions of other people do too, but why do you love it?
It is just a vibe. It is just a vibe. So for me, I listen to music with a message most times, but music with a vibe would always do it for me. It gets me dancing right from the beginning, no matter what mood I'm in.
Like this one.
Ooh.
All right. Thank you, Victoria. Thanks for being on the show.
Thank you.
Bye.
Thank you. Have a good day. Bye.
Come and move that in my direction. Thankful for that. Such a blessing, yeah. Turn every situation into heaven, yeah. Oh, you are my sunrise on the darkest day. Got me feeling some kind of way. Make me wanna savor every moment. Slowly. You fit me, telling me love how you put it on. Got the only key, know how to turn it on. The way you never lie my ear, the only words I wanna hear. Baby, take it slow so we can last long.
Tú eres el imán y yo soy el metal. Me voy acercando y voy armando el plan. Solo con pensarlo se acelera el pulso.
Oh yeah. Ya me está gustando más de lo normal. Todo mi sentido va pidiendo más. Esto hay que tomarlo sin ningún apuro. Despacito. Quiero respirar tu cuello despacito. Deja que te diga cosas al oído. Para que te acuerdes si no estás conmigo. Despacito. Quiero desnudarte a besos despacito. Firmo las paredes de tu laberinto. Y hacer de tu cuerpo todo un manuscrito.
Quiero desbailar tu pelo. Quiero ser tu ritmo. Que le enseñes a mi boca tus lugares favoritos.
Favorito,
déjame sobrepasar tus zonas de peligro. Hasta provocar tus gritos. Y que olvides tu apellido.
Si te pido un beso, vendámelo.
pasito a pasito, suave, suavecito, nos vamos pegando poquito a poquito.
Y es que esa belleza es un rompecabezas, pero pa' montarlo aquí tengo la pieza, oye.
Despacito, quiero respirar tu cuello despacito, deja que te diga cosas al oído, para que te acuerdes si no estás conmigo. Despacito, quiero desnudarte a besos despacito, firmo en las paredes de tu laberinto, y hacer de tu cuerpo todo.
This is how we do it down in Puerto Rico. I just wanna hear you screaming, ay bendito. I can go forever cuando esté contigo.
Pasito a pasito, suave, suavecito. Nos vamos pegando poquito a poquito.
Que enseñes a mi boca tus lugares favoritos.
Pasito a pasito, suave, suavecito. Nos vamos pegando poquito a poquito.
Watch Music Time in Africa on YouTube. Artist interviews, live performances, and awesome music videos. Get it all in one place on the Music Time in Africa YouTube channel.
VOA. You're tuned in to the Voice of America. I'm Shauna Renee, the Lady DJ. You can find me on Twitter at VOA Lady DJ, and this is Word on the Tweets.
The tweets are talking about The Weeknd, who has mobilized his EXO humanitarian fund to address the urgent needs in Gaza. The fund has earmarked $2.5 million to support the World Food Program's efforts in the region. This donation translates to over 4 million emergency meals for those who are facing hunger and hardship. Rolling Stone magazine posted its 100 best albums of 2023 list. Zach Bryan, Miley Cyrus, Olivia Rodrigo, and Kali Uchis all made the top 20. The number one best record of the year? Well, according to Rolling Stone, that would be SZA's SOS. The tweets are also talking about Beyonce, who gifted fans with a new song called My House. The tune plays during the credits of her Renaissance film, which grossed $5 million on Thursday alone and is expected to bring in over $30 million during its opening weekend. If you're looking for new music this weekend, check out Jungkook and Usher's Standing Next to You remix. Dua Lipa's Houdini extended version is also available, and Dove Cameron has a new album, A Chemical Volume 1. That is all for today. Until next time, peace.
Hi, I'm Nazim Bakour in Tarit from Algeria, and you are listening to Music Time in Africa with Heather.
Okay, so now it is time to be joined by my two VOA friends and colleagues. Number one, Jackson Mbunganyi. Jackson!
Hello, Heather.
How are you?
What's good, what's good? Good to see you.
You
Thanks
too.
For having me on.
It's a pleasure. It's been a while.
Yes, it has.
And then my intern, our intern, Jackson, Skylar Van Tassel. Hi, Skylar.
Howdy, Heather. How you doing?
Good. So, guys, I brought you together to talk about a couple of things. We're going in chronological order. These are big events that have happened in the world related to African music. Number one, we're going to start with the one that happened in October. Trace TV had its first award ceremony. After being in business for 20 years, but not an awards show, they started an awards show, and they hosted it in Kigali, Rwanda.
Right, absolutely. I mean, I guess there's something about awards shows these days, because we've seen so many awards shows going on, whether it's here in the U.S., whether it's in Africa, and now that Afrobeat is popping, I guess people are trying to capitalize on that moment.
I guess they are. Now, let's talk about who were the big winners, and then let's kind of talk about why Kigali? Why were the awards happening in Kigali?
Right.
So, Skylar.
Yeah.
Who were the big winners?
So,
obviously we have some Afrobeat titans that were there. Rema, DeVito, and Burna Boy all clinched awards. Rema won Song of the Year for his global smash hit, Calm Down. DeVito was named Best Male Artist and Best Collaboration winner.
Mm-hmm.
And Burna Boy from Nigeria won Album of the Year for Love Damini.
Okay. Now,
solid album.
We're gonna, but guess what? They're sitting on top of the world.
Go ahead, it's your time, baby. It's your time, baby. Get my baby. That's the difference when you're my baby. That's how it is when you're
sitting on top of the world. Oh, yeah. So, listen, now, why? Jackson, you know, listeners, I'm not sure if you know Jackson. You probably do, but if you don't, he's from Rwanda originally. So why do you think that things happened in Kigali?
I'm just still really want to talk about how Love Damini is such a solid body of work.
Bump it up a little one more time.
All right, all right, all right, all right, all right.
All right, here we go.
Just sit down and chill up in my villa together the whole night. Just get in the drop top, take the head out and cruise with your head outside.
Yeah. Listen, okay, so why? What do you think, Jackson?
One, I think it's an effort on the government side, that's the Rwandan government side, to attract more visitors to the country. Rwanda depends a lot on tourism, and you know they're trying to get as many people to come and visit. And these are basically different avenues, whether it's through sports. They hosted Basketball Africa League for the last 3 years, which is an offshoot of the NBA.
Mm-hmm.
And
there in Kigali.
They've been building infrastructure to support this type of initiatives. Mm-hmm. So they have beautiful arenas and stadiums. Which hosted actually the BK Arena is where the Tres Awards were hosted, I think the government, I'm sure, quite subsidized somehow.
Mm-hmm.
Because they had all the celebrities from Africa, over 50 big stars.
I know.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was amazing.
With their private jets and stuff.
Yeah.
So you're thinking, how were they able to pull it off? I'm quite sure, again, this is intentionally done by the government to raise the profile of the country as a destination for musicians, for sports people,
mm-hmm.
and all kinds of visitors that would love to come and visit Rwanda, which
yes,
is a very beautiful country,
by
the way.
It is. I've been there. It's sitting on
top of the world.
Oh, baby.
Go ahead, it's your time, baby. It's your time, baby. It's my baby. The difference when you're my baby, that's how it is when you're...
All right, now we're talking about Kigali. I'm with Jackson, I'm with Skylar, and one other thing before we move on to something else is coming up December 6th, another thing in Kigali. Skylar, why don't you tell us about that?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, speaking of BK Stadium, it looks like Kendrick Lamar is going to be playing there on December 6th. He is working with a philanthropic organization named Global Citizen and his own brand, PG Lang, to bring himself to, Africa. It's, pretty interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Like, oftentimes, Africa's overlooked by, quote-unquote, world tours. So it's great to see Kendrick Lamar entering in.
It's going to be amazing, isn't it?
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Wow.
I mean, Kendrick Lamar.
Yeah.
I just saw Kendrick Lamar in Atlanta a couple of weeks ago.
You did?
His performances are super, super dope.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, at the One Music Festival in Atlanta, he was the headliner.
That wasn't for Davido Day.
No, it was not.
Do you know there's a Davido Day?
No, I didn't know there's a Davido Day. Oh, I saw that.
It just happened.
Yes,
November 18th.
Yes, it did.
In Atlanta.
It was after, yes, absolutely. I was in Atlanta, I think, on the first. I left the 1st of November,
oh, okay.
I believe.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Kendrick Lamar is coming to Kigali. I was surprised. When I first saw it, I thought it was somebody's just making up stories.
Yeah.
I didn't realize. But, they're affiliated with the Global Citizen Festival. I know that President Kagame of Rwanda has spoken at the festival in New York multiple times.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not surprised that them partnering with Kendrick Lamar and deciding to bring him to Kigali at this moment. Just a few weeks or months after the Tres Awards were held in the city.
It's amazing.
I mean, I'll be in Kigali on the 18th, so I'm missing out on Kendrick Lamar.
Oh, that's too bad.
I imagine the energy in the city will be off the charts.
You know it's going to be amazing. Well, you know, I was just thinking, Kendrick Lamar was in Ghana just last year because I was looking online. Like,
yes.
I know he did the soundtrack, curated it for what was the movie? Black Panther.
Black Panther, yes.
And I was thinking, well, maybe he's been on the continent a lot, but I don't think so. I think he's only been to Ghana, and
absolutely.
Maybe this is the second trip.
Probably, yes. Yeah. I think he's going to South Africa, too, if I'm not mistaken.
Oh, okay.
On this leg.
Okay.
I might be wrong. I'll just have to look through it. But,
okay.
Yeah, this is the second time that he's making a huge appearance on the continent.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, maybe he's, you know, like many artists we've seen in the African-American community, in the hip-hop community, deciding, mm-hmm. You know, to make the foray back to the motherland.
Exactly. That's happening a lot. What's your favorite Kendrick Lamar song?
Oh, I do not have a favorite Kendrick Lamar song. Every song that Kendrick Lamar has sung, okay,
is so
from
good.
His album To Pimp a Butterfly,
yeah.
Which is, if you have it up, please choose any song on that
I'm
album.
I'm looking. Here we go.
Hard times like, yeah. Bad trips like, yeah. Nazareth, I'm fucked up, homie, you fucked up. But if God got us, then we gon' be all right.
One of my favorites.
It's a great song. Great song. Kendrick Lamar is one of the first, actually, if not the first musician to win a Pulitzer Prize.
I read that
earlier. Yeah.
Wow.
Because of his writing, I think it was actually on this album, if I'm not mistaken.
I can't remember if it was this album, but he wasn't the first to win a music prize, but he was the first to win a music prize that wasn't classical music or jazz.
Mm.
Probably, he's amazing. Also, Skylar, you and I were doing some more research on him. And what did we find? The Billboard Awards for this year, 2023, named him the second greatest rapper of all time.
Just behind Jay-Z.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
And we hate Popo when they kill us dead in the street for sure. Nigga, I'm at the preacher's door. My knees getting weak and my gun might blow, but we gon' be all right.
Construct some of the social issues in his, you know, in his community, and just able to express the pain, the suffering of his people, and just give them hope in the same, you know, in the same song, you know.
I agree.
Powerful song.
Powerful.
Motherfucker, you can live at the mall. I can see the evil. I can tell it. I know it's illegal. I don't think about it. I deposit every other zero.
All right, well, we could listen to this all day and more tunes, but we have some more business to get to, don't we, Skylar?
We do.
Yeah, tell us about it.
Well, another award show just happened on the 19th with Burna Boy and Rema winning the inaugural Billboard Afrobeats Awards.
Yes.
Burna Boy said, quote, "This is dedicated to Africa and every artist coming out of Africa now." Rema sang, "A celebration of unity and global domination of Afrobeats." It's crazy how explosive Afrobeats been.
I know.
And I'm excited to see where it goes.
It is. But you know what? It's news. We're talking about it, but we got to stop talking about it because now it's just a fact.
Let's just
move on.
It.
It's just, let's just play it, Jackson. Here's Rema's newer song. This one's called DND. I guess it is Do Not Disturb.
Yeah. You should see us vibing in the studio right now.
Oh, yeah.
Hey. Still very much in its infancy, but this kid is the future of Afrobeats.
No,
Rema.
He's so creative. Listen what he does with that melody, you know? He's just, listen to this.
Confidence, no rely on any number one.
he takes these melodies and he just puts a little turn and twist on it that is surprising.
Yeah,
you go,
production.
What?
Great production.
Really great. He doesn't even need Selena Gomez.
You know.
Come on.
He needed Selena Gomez to get into a new, you know, demographic.
Space. Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
That crossover. Yeah. That's where you make the money, you know. But really, I mean, he's a great artist either way.
He's awesome. Listen, it's time to say goodbye to you too, but it's been a pleasure to have you in the studio. Thank you. Any last words, Jackson?
The last words is Afrobeats is here to stay, baby.
No more news.
No more news.
It's not news anymore.
Mic drop.
Skyler?
If it grooves, it makes you moves, it's probably good music. Thank you.
Thanks, guys. Okay, and with that, my friends, it is time to say goodbye. Thank you so much for joining me. And also a special thanks to my guest today, Victoria Remy Nkong for Drop the Needle. And to my VOA colleagues, Jackson Mvunganyi and Skyler Van Tassel. This program broadcasts live on shortwave and select local FM stations every Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. And online at voaafrica.com. Till next time, stay beautiful and stay safe.